With us this morning from with our RVR Bank guest DJ, Kevin Simonson from Valley View Golf Course. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here. He's a little hoarse. He was yelling too much at the game last night, weren't you?
The game was something else, and yeah, not tonight. We got Nebraska, so.
So do we know a start time for the Creighton game for
Yeah, it's later. Saturday? It's 8:40,
yep.
P.M.?
Tomorrow, yeah.
good deal. That'll be an awesome game, an Oregon game. And Nebraska tonight, both the men and the women, man.
A&M.
Makes for a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk golf, though. How are things looking out at the Valley View
Golf
Course
right now?
Well,
you know what? Just like you said, things are starting to get green real quick. We turned the water on, and we're going to have some nice rain and maybe some snow this weekend.
Yeah.
And we've had, you know, a few people out. Frank's, I know you got around in earlier.
Yep, I got out pretty early. It was a little chilly, but at least I got out once.
With the course, definitely, did you need some rain?
Yes. In fact, if you remember last year, it was a pretty bad drought. So We just decided, there's a lot of other courses in the area are still brown. And we just made the decision to get the water on, and it's going to get green real quick, I think. So
good. Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. Greens are looking pretty good?
Yeah, they are. A lot better than they've been in years past. And we've actually bought a lot of equipment, and we've hired some new staff to focus on that. And we've got, in fact, after I get out of here, we've got some tree companies that are going to come out, and we're going to be cutting off some branches that people usually – Never you in the way. Yeah, exactly.
Can I
Frank
come help?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Can I make some suggestions? Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're gonna once some of these trees are down, we've got some of these chainsaw artists that come out there, and we're gonna do some more of those sculptures that people seem to like. So
that's cool.
We'll probably do like a bald eagle, maybe a Creighton logo or Midland logo.
Oh yeah. So, there you go.
So
yeah.
it's just kind of more scenic when we have a few of those sitting, you know, around the golf course. So.
Yeah. Any major changes to any holes?
Yeah, this fall, well, we're replacing one of the bridges, the one down by 15, and we're going to be enlarging several of the tee boxes and greens throughout the summer and fall. We've bought some new equipment. We got a roller, which is going to make the greens a lot faster. So we've got some pretty big plans.
Good deal. But no, like, I'm going to change number 1 into 10 or anything like that?
Nothing
or,
major. I mean, just talking to Frank earlier, there's a construction project out there along the highway, which we may have to change the 11 tee box a bit, move it. But so far, it looks like it's going to be okay. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty unique hole. Or 10. Yeah, 10 is.
Yeah, 10. Yeah. That's the one that goes straight down.
Oh, yeah.
See from the highway. Yeah.
I always, when I get to that, I'm always like, what am I going to hit here? Do I really know how far it is to the hole?
Yeah, first time you play that, it's a little tough, but once you do it a few times, you kind of get it down. So
I do like the layout of Valley View, though. I just, the way things flow.
It's been there a long time, and there's a lot of big trees, and it's really matured, and it's an unusual layout.
How long have you guys been a part of Valley View? It's been a long time.
It's been
now.
A long time. I mean, it's approaching 40 years. I'm going to say maybe 37 or 38. So.
And it is a family thing. Every time I come out
it's
there.
It's a family thing. Yeah, my dad, my mom, I've got nieces and nephews, Carly, my brother, Mark. It is a family affair for the most part. And we have lots of other staff, Shotgun Roy, who's been there for a long time. And a lot of the mowers. So, we're, it's a big family, basically.
Yeah, that is for sure. And you guys in the last couple of years have been crazy busy, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it basically started back with COVID, which was almost 4 years to the last couple of weeks. And we were one of the only businesses that was allowed to stay open during that time. And we saw a lot of new faces from Lincoln and Omaha that were coming out that had never golfed before. There was nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Bowling alleys were closed. Movie theaters were closed. And these people have kept coming back. So it's gotten busier and busier for the last 4 years.
Yeah, it seems
because
like
of that.
The game of golf in general, just been a lot of people. There's a lot of interest locally or in Nebraska, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Well, how about we play a song? We'll come back and let you get your voice back a little bit.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, Kevin Simonson, our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning. Going to talk more about Valley View Golf Course. He likes any significance to the ELO song here?
Nope, just waiting for the sunny weather, basically. So
for sure. Very good. Blue Sky, Fremont's Morning Mix. Hello, Fremont's Morning Mix. We're in the middle of our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning, Kevin Simonson, picking out the music, trying to make the sun come out.
Yeah.
Good luck this weekend with that. But
you know, well, we'll take the rain.
Yeah,
it's early, 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 so we got plenty of golf left.
Yeah, yeah. Valley View Golf Course is what we're talking about. So who's the best Simonson golfer?
Oh, boy.
Would that be Dad?
Not myself. I've gotten worse every year, so.
Doug used to be pretty good.
Yeah, we all played on leagues for a long time, but the course has kind of taken over now, and we don't play a whole lot of leagues anymore.
Yeah, golf, so. Yeah. But you do have leagues starting up, so
yeah, we've got 9 different leagues. We've got a couple of women's leagues. There's a couples league, and then we've got several 2- and 4-man leagues that start end of April, middle of April, end of April, and beginning of May. And if anybody's interested in doing that, you can just call us at the golf course and we'll line you up on a night that works for you. So
yeah, or if somebody's thinking, you know, I want to get back into the game, I want to start subbing Frank. He's not a sub. He's like, no, nope. I'm playing.
Nope, I'm out there fairly regularly.
What nights are you on?
Mondays.
Mondays? Yeah. Is that KC or Knights of Columbus?
No, it's the other league.
Oh, it's the other
one. I played
one.
On the Knights League several years, and then I had to take a break when the kids got into baseball. And
came back. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's very popular. I would imagine those leagues will fill up pretty quick, as always.
Yeah, there are some that are already filled up, so.
Good deal. Yeah. And you have plenty of other benefit tournaments and just play throughout the weekends, right?
Yeah, we've got tons of tournaments, a lot of fundraisers, everything from the Pink Out, which is a fundraiser for breast awareness, cancer awareness. The Fremont Fire Department is going to do a fundraiser this year. The Fremont High Swimming Team is doing a fundraiser. I mean, there's 2 or 3, 4 of these every month going on. So.
Yeah. So week play during the week? Is there's time for people to play from early in the morning until
we're there from sun up to sundown. And even if there is a league going on, you can still play the top or bottom wherever the leagues aren't playing.
Best way to check it online?
Yeah, we've got a website and an online tee sheet that'll tell you where the leagues are at and what time and where you can golf. So, but on weekdays, you can get on virtually any time, really. So
yeah, I've found even if grandkids take them out Sunday late afternoon, usually.
That's a good time.
Yeah, always a good time, too. Mm-hmm. And you're nice and close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you said you've been pulling a lot of people from outside of Fremont also, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Tons of people coming in from Omaha, Lincoln. We've got groups, you know, coming in from out of state that make this like an annual trip for them. So,
nice. Yeah. Nice. So, your favorite hole? Let's see. He's got to make him think here.
Well, you know what? You mentioned 10. That's kind of one of the more interesting holes.
Yeah, yeah.
And 16, 17 are pretty interesting as well. So
all right.
There's creeks involved and water and what have you. So
yeah, yeah. I kind of like, I got to think of the number. 1, 2, 3. I like 3 up the hill and up to the little green that's kind of slants.
That's one of our tougher greens.
That's a tough, it is. But I like that hole because I can try and kill my drive there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to give away some golf?
Yeah, you know what? I brought some trivia questions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have you ask. I'll let you pick out a question. And then someone can answer at 727-5555. You might win 9 holes of golf?
Yeah, I've got a couple rounds of golf. If you want to do a couple of these, we'll give a couple rounds to whoever answers it correctly.
All right, question is?
Here's a good one about a U.S. president.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like most of the presidents golfed, as far as I can recall.
Many of them did, yeah.
I think so.
But which of the former U.S. president was elected to the Golf Hall of Fame in 2011?
727-5555, if you know the answer. Which former U.S. president was elected to the Golf Hall of Fame in 2011? All right, let's go to the phones this morning. Fremont's Morning Mix, you're on the radio. Who are we talking to?
Joe.
Joe, what's the right answer?
Ford.
Ford is... Oh, no, you hit that one out of bounds. Sorry. Good try, though. Thanks.
It's a good guess, though.
Yeah, it was a good guess. Yeah. Let's see, would that be more current than Ford? Yeah. Yeah, it'd be after
Post-Ford.
Ford. 727-5555. Give it a try this morning and win a round of golf at Valley View Golf Course. Fremont's Morning Mix, you're on the radio. Who are we talking to?
Megan.
Megan, the right answer is?
George H.W. Bush.
Did you Google that?
No.
Good job. You got it.
Yay.
Yeah, you got 9 holes of golf out of Valley View.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, very good. Megan, let's see. Can you give me, just give me your last name.
Fuyan.
Okay, Megan Fuyan. All right. We'll you going to have that at the course?
Yeah, you know what? We'll just have them behind the counter at the course. You bet.
Good deal. All right.
Nice. All right, nice. Good job, Megan. You bet.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Always. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We try another one. I like the beer question.
Yeah, during the break we were talking about All Star Wrestling, reminiscing, and Carl pretty much knows everybody. history of All Star Wrestling.
I know nothing about sports, but then you hit All Star Wrestling, and it's like the knowledge flows, and I have no idea where it's coming from.
One has to do somewhat with golf. We're talking about John Daly, and about how many beers he could drink in one setting, and then we also brought up Andre the Giant. He had quite the appetite.
Oh, my. Yeah. Wow.
So if you can tell us, how many beers John Daly supposedly drank in one setting, or how many beers Andre the Giant once drank, you'll win a couple rounds of golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. 727-5555. Yeah, how many cans of beer could Andre the Giant consume in one sitting? Should I make it multiple choice or not?
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go 50, 75, or 100.
Oh, my gosh.
55. John Daly would be what? Probably 20, 40, 60, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Somebody wants to take a guess here. Fremont's Morning Mix, you're on the radio. Who are we talking to?
Randy.
Randy, you want to guess on John Daly or Andre?
I'll guess on Andre and say 75.
75 is low. 75 is low.
He's just getting started at that point.
I'll give you another guess.
All right, I'll say 100 for Andre then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, 100. Yeah, good job, Randy. You got yourself a couple rounds of golf out of Valley View Golf Course, okay?
Perfect.
All right. I will put it down here. And what's your last name?
Vanek.
Vanek. All right, Randy Vanek. And we're going to move on to another one. Thanks, Randy.
Good job, Randy.
Thanks, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Carla.
Uh-huh. Bye. Fremont's Morning Mix, you're on the radio. We wanted to know how many cans of beer John Daly reportedly consumes in one sitting. You got a guess for us?
Yeah, 125.
Oh, that would be way high for John Daly.
Here are the options again,
I'll give you another guess. I said 20, 40, or 60 on the number of beers. So take a guess.
40.
Ding, bing, bing, bing.
Good job.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Good job. Who's this?
Amy Lemmers.
All right, Amy. Isn't it your birthday today?
It is my birthday today. Oh,
there's a good great present
happy
for
birthday.
You.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's a good birthday present. A little golf at Valley View. Good job.
Yeah, and Kevin will have them.
Yeah, okay, great. That's what we golf. We love it.
Stop by the clubhouse anytime. Yeah. Both of the winners are, all three of them.
Yep.
Okay. All awesome. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. 8:54 for Fremont's Morning Mix. And anything else you wanted to share about Valley View Golf Course, Kevin?
Well, you know what? You can stay tuned to our Facebook and social outlets to kind of give you updates on when we're going to be open. But weather permitting, if it's at least 50 degrees out, we're out there and we're open. So.
Good. Good deal.
When did you open earliest? When did you have golfing light?
Well, you know, you were out there, 3 weeks ago?
We were probably out there about 3-4 weeks ago.
Did he pay for it?
Well, you know what? With Frank, whenever he golfs,
membership.
He's kind of a VIP, so he wants us to shut down the course so he's got the place to himself, which, you know, we try to accommodate him when we can. But.
Yeah, it's not
my lost golf balls pay for it.
I was going to say, because February golfing isn't too common here. Every once in a while it happens.
Rare.
So this was nice that it could be happening this year.
Yeah, it's just good to see some precipitation coming down.
Yeah, I mean, leagues are still a month away, but weather permitting, people are, you know, you can come out whenever you want, you know, when the weather's nice enough. So
yeah, yeah. And that, as we wrap things up, that connection with your local bank definitely helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, with all the improvements and things that are going on. So
great partner, yep.
Good deal. Thank you. Appreciate you coming in and sharing.
It's been fun.
We have a little bit of extra beer. Don't we have the next beers in the fridge?
I don't know. Do we?
So they've been there for about 2 years.
Oh, they are still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably drinkable.
Yeah.
We could give that away.
Andre wouldn't turn them down.
Frank, what do you have going on bank-wise?
Well, you know, first of all, it is Ag Week, so I'd like to, on behalf of the RVR Bank, thank all the farmers out there who worked dusk to dawn to put food on our table. You know, and also we're nearing the end of March. It's tax season. Always a great time of year as you got all your important papers out to take a look at your investments and maybe get a second opinion. We have Renan Saar in our wealth division that can definitely take a look at that and help you out. Also, deposit rates are still fairly strong, so as you're looking at your tax forms, make sure you're maximizing your money on your deposit accounts. Get a second opinion. Stop in, see one of our bankers. And on the same thing on the loan side, you know, rates jumped around quite a bit this year, so good opportunity to sit down and come in and talk to any one of us at the bank, and we will give you the best advice possible and do what's best for you.
Good deal. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have Brad Weiss in next week, Fremont Noon Kiwanis, and he'll be talking with Terry Bommert. Terry Bommert will be here to talk with him, I guess, for John Rolfs.
I believe so.
All right. Good deal.